This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palka. Belarus opposition candidate Svyatlana Tsikhanouskaya said Tuesday she fled neighboring Lithuania after a second night of post-election demonstrations in Belarus with clashes between protesters and police. Tsikhanouskaya, who rejected the official results that showed her losing to longtime president Alexander Lukashenko, said leaving Belarus was a difficult decision, but that she did so for the sake of her children. People in Hong Kong stood in long lines at newsstands early Tuesday to buy copies of the pro-democracy tabloid newspaper Apple Daily. That was one day after its publisher was arrested for violating the new national security law imposed by China. The newspaper printed 500,000 copies of Tuesday's edition, at least four times as many as usual, despite the large number of copies. Many vendors had sold out of their allotment of the paper within hours. The public reaction was sparked by the arrest of Jimmy Lai, the owner of Next Digital, Apple Daily's parent company, on suspicion of colluding with the foreign country. As the global economy tries to regain its economic footing amid the virus pandemic, the U.S. is being seen as one of the chief risks to a worldwide rebound. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In past downturns, the U.S. has been able to pull the world economy out of a rut. But analysts and exporters figure that's unlikely this time, as America deals with a virus surge and many businesses scale back or cancel reopening plans. From a luxury handbag maker in Italy to a hat maker in Asia, companies that rely on the U.S. market for sales say it's just not there. Analysts say the U.S.'s bumbling response to the pandemic is hurting its own economic prospects, while the European Union, China, and other entities are trying to regain some economic normalcy.
This is VOA News. Russia has become the first country to officially register a coronavirus vaccine and declare it ready for use, despite international skepticism. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has this report.
Speaking at a government meeting, President Vladimir Putin said the vaccine has undergone proper testing and is safe, adding that one of his daughters has already been inoculated. Putin says the shot has proven efficient, offering a lasting immunity from the coronavirus, with medical workers, teachers, and other risk groups the first to be inoculated. However, scientists at home and abroad have been sounding the alarm that the rush to start using the vaccine before phase three trials, which normally last for months and involve thousands of people, could backfire. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Donald Trump was abruptly escorted by a U.S. Secret Service agent out of the White House briefing room as he was beginning a coronavirus briefing on Monday afternoon. He returned minutes later offering his praise for the Secret Service.
Professional people that do a fantastic job, as you know. So it seems to me, it seems to be from what I was said, there was a shooting, it was law enforcement. Shot someone, seems to be the suspect, and the suspect is now on the way to the hospital.
White House advisor Kellyanne Conway spoke this morning with reporters.
Thank God everyone's fine, and the president, as he is wont to do, went and resumed the briefing and got right back to work. Obviously, I think we would all add our voices to the long and deep chorus of people who are thanking the Secret Service for yet again doing their jobs, which they do amazingly every single day here. But it's scary. I will tell you, it is scary that people constantly shovel hate and worse toward the president, the vice president, their families, the people who are closest to them. And that has to stop. I guess people are getting very nervous that he's going to get four more years.
More than 736,000 people have died globally as a result of the COVID-19 virus. It's more than 163,000 in the United States and more than 101,000 in Brazil. No other country comes close. The number of worldwide infections has hit yet another milestone, this time 20 million and climbing. The highest numbers are in the U.S., Brazil, and India, together making up more than half of the global infections. President Trump said Monday he will make his Republican presidential renomination acceptance speech from either the White House or at a Civil War battleground in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. With the coronavirus pandemic unchecked in the U.S., neither Trump nor his Democratic opponent in the November 3rd election is planning to make a traditional nomination acceptance speech. Joe Palka, VOA.